Now we're able to hook up with our new RVC, Rock Valley College men's basketball coach. He is Tim Sandquist. He's coming to Rock Valley College from the West Kansas Tech Mavericks, which is another junior college Division I program where he was assistant coach for the last 2 years. But now he's joined the Rock Valley College family, replacing Coach Evan Lavery, who had left to become assistant coach with another former RVC head coach, and that's Craig Doty, very successful. Craig had very many successful years here at RVC. He, of course, is at Emporia State University right now, so Evan went on to be with Craig, and that left an opening at RVC, which we have just now hired this week, Tim Sandquist. Tim's with us right now on the phone. Tim, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Very excited to have this opportunity to talk about Rock Valley basketball.
Where are you calling us from?
I am on the road recruiting. So I am all over the place. We're a little bit behind the eight ball recruiting-wise. So I've hit the ground running here and trying to get a couple ball players there to the Rock Valley College to play next year.
Now, did you have to, were you at a point where you're recruiting for Kansas Tech, and now you had to kind of shift gears and recruit for Rockford? I mean, has that happened, or this whole process of the hiring process?
Yes, absolutely. It's somewhat of an awkward process whenever it happens to you or whenever you switch jobs. It's not the first time it's happened to me, but, yeah, you're, through the whole, interview process and that whole thing, when you don't have that job yet, you're still employed by your previous school. And if you're, truly a professional and doing your job right and, doing things the right way, you're still going to have to recruit for your school that you're still working at. So I was still recruiting for Northwest Kansas Tech until I, kind of officially got the job at Rock Valley. Then you have to, go back and have a conversation with kids that you recruited or kids that you maybe signed to Northwest Kansas and tell them that, hey, I'm moving on, and I still think this spot is a great school for you. I hope you honor that commitment and this and that. So, you just got to switch gears pretty quick when that happens, though.
Hey, Coach, this is Paul. Congratulations and welcome to Rockford. When you have a situation like this, you might not be completely familiar with Rockford and Rock Valley at this point. Are you pitching to these kids more about you, yourself as a coach, and your program, your philosophies, more than you are the culture and the environment, given that you might not be up to speed yet on that?
Maybe a little, but... what I know, Rock Valley, they have great tradition. They won national championships. They compete at a very, very high level. And those are all things that kids love to hear. So even though I'm not truly maybe as in deep with Rock Valley yet as I'm going to be, the history and the tradition of the place really just sells itself. And then with recruiting, you kind of, when you're kind of in mid to late June here and it's kind of getting crunch time, as a coach, you kind of rely on maybe some coaches and some guys that you've built relationships with, and you reach out to them and say, hey, I need this position. Do you have any kids in mind? Guys that you can trust who know, maybe you've gotten a player or two from them before and they've turned out to be really good players. So, even though we're kind of behind the eight ball a little bit, I'm being a little picky and selective with who we bring into the Rock.
Coach, tell me a little bit, give people a little bit of a history of your background, how you got from, where you started out and how you've got to Rock Valley College.
Sure. Well, I kind of got my coaching start at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. We were Division II still back then. When initially we were there, we were in the old North Central Conference, which was a Powerhouse Division II conference. That was before the Dakotas went Division I. So we were in that league with, North Dakota, North Dakota State, South Dakota, South Dakota State, Northern Colorado, St. Cloud State, Minnesota Duluth, and very, very good league. Switched to the MIAA my last 2 years there, which is the league that Coach Doty and Coach Lavery went to with Emporia, and coached there and finished up my GA with Omaha. Right about that time, they made that jump to Division I, and that's when I went to the JUCO route. Spent a year in Iowa at Southwestern Community College in Creston, which is where I met current Rock Valley head coach Darren Monroe. We got to be good friends, and we kind of continued that relationship over the years. And after that, a buddy of mine got a head job at Dodge City Community College, which is in the Jayhawk Conference, one of the top JUCO conferences in the country. I was with him for 4 years down at Dodge, had a lot of success. We were region runner-ups in 2015. And then the last 2 years, I've been at Northwest Kansas Tech out here in Goodwin, Kansas.
I'm assuming that being a head coach has always been your dream. So kind of tell me what it feels like to finally get that opportunity to kind of run the show.
Man, it's surreal, you know, definitely. You know, it's kind of like while we talk about recruiting, you're some of the things you do kind of change all of a sudden, and you know, the decisions stop with you instead of maybe giving suggestions as you do as an assistant. So it's been a lot of fun. I think I'm really going to enjoy it. You know, I've been coaching college now for 12 years, and this is my first shot at being a head coach, and it's not something that I take lightly. It's something that was pretty humbling when Coach Opat offered me the position, and but very excited about the opportunity, very excited about the moving my family to Rockford and becoming invested in the community there too.
The men's basketball program, for a while, they had kind of varying degrees of success, and I remember one time that a lot of times it was not so heavily local. But I know that Coach Doty, when he came, it was very heavily local, but he also had extreme success, national championship caliber success. First of all, it's a two-part question. How much do you plan to recruit locally? And number two, what are the priorities? I mean, let's say if the local talent isn't up to snuff, are you trying to get the best players to win championships, or are you trying to get the best players locally to maybe draw fans and draw interest?
Well, you know, I think the one thing that Rockville's really got going for it is there is really, really good high school coaches and high school basketball in Rockford and around the Rockford area. So my plan is for Rock Valley to dominate Rockford recruiting in and around Rockford. I think it's vital to have local players have success at your college. And it's been the same wherever I've been in junior college. It's great to have local kids on your team, and it's even better if they're really good, which I know in the past, you know, some of the Rockford kids have been, you know, major contributors for Rock Valley teams, and I plan on hitting the ground running with Rockford basketball with the area, and then, you know, also, you know, another advantage of it that not a lot of places have is your population base that you have within an hour and a half. I mean, you have Chicago and Milwaukee, who are, you know, two of the probably more of the recruited areas in college basketball when it comes to trying to find players. So the location of Rock Valley, you can't beat it. It's a great spot. You know, I think if you do it right, I mean, you should be able to sleep in your own bed every night when you're going recruiting. So I don't think you shouldn't have to stray too far away from Rockford to find really talented players to help you win games.
How big of a difference is it from the recruiting standpoint? Because you're coming off of a NJCAA Division I program. Now you're going to a Division III in the caliber of athletes and how you recruit and who you look for and who you can make offers to.
You know, I don't think it really changes all that much, to be honest with you. Some kids might get caught up in that, but I don't think a lot of them do. And you know, really with the tradition that Rock Valley has of winning games and winning national championships, that's going to get anybody's attention. So I'm going to recruit. I don't think I have to change my recruiting all that much coming to Rock Valley with the facilities and the campus and everything that it has going for it. You know, out here in Kansas where I was at, you know, I think you know, you had to go a long way away from home to find players. And I don't think you're going to have to do that at Rock Valley.
Well, with Tim Sandquist, he is the new Rock Valley College men's basketball coach. Tim, thank you for being with us, and congratulations on the job. We really look forward to working with you and seeing what you can do with RVC. It's a school with huge, as you know, tradition right now in sports all across the board between girls, women's basketball, men's basketball, tennis, softball with Darren Monroe. I mean, this is a school of champions, basically. So there'll be a little bit of pressure on there. I'm sure you know that. But we look forward to seeing what you can do with the RVC men.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I welcome that pressure. And, you know, it's great to have a job with pressure. That's because that means people care about it, you know. So I'm very excited about the opportunity, very excited for this upcoming season, and very excited to get to work with you guys and get to know you guys as the year progresses. So thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Tim.